This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Boyd's gun stocks. Ergonomic excellence. There's only so many superlatives I can give them, but they are the superlative when it comes to a gun stock. Check them out at Boyd'sGunStocks.com. Let's go to the phones. Craig in Pennsylvania. Yes, sir. Hello. Going once. Okay. Well. All right. Maybe another time later tonight. Okay. Okay. Anyway. I'm still floating over my time at Boyd's. I really enjoyed my time at Boyd's Gun Stocks. But anyway, supporters of increased gun control claim they want common sense gun laws, which is a new cliche. Yet their goal is, and always has been, as I say at the end of every show, the abolition of legal gun ownership by civilians. The left knows they cannot ban civilian firearms ownership directly. The U.S. Supreme Court put an end to that fantasy with the D.C. versus Heller decision in 2008, and that ruling acknowledged that the Second Amendment was an individual right. It struck down the D.C. handgun ban, but did not put an end to the left's desire to abolish civilian gun ownership. They usually hide behind the rhetoric of common sense gun laws, and take this statement from Hollywood-backed No Rifle Association, and, if you're listening to this, I apologize in advance for any sudden drop in IQ points it may cause. We the people face a crisis, a mortal crisis. Every year, tens of thousands of innocent people are killed or seriously wounded by guns. And yet, as much as we seek to exact gun safety and gun control legislation, we find ourselves stymied from doing so by the NRA and the politicians it owns. Armed with extraordinary financial power and political influence, the NRA militantly opposes any such effort. I'm not going to keep on going because, I've never managed to throw up on the air. I'm not going to do it now. Is that Craig again? Is he called back? Oh, okay. All right. Sometimes that mask slips off and their real goal of gun confiscation comes out in the open. In the most high-profile cases, this is John Paul Stevens' call to repeal the Second Amendment. He claims it will make it much easier to enact gun control laws without. It would eliminate the only legal rule that protects sellers off of firearms in the United States, unlike every other market in the world. But he's not the only one calling for the repeal of the Second Amendment. Several writers on both the left. Okay, let's go to the phones again. Craig in Pennsylvania. Yes, sir.
How are you doing, Bill?
I'm okay. What can I do for you?
Oh, I just want to relay a very good story for you. Yesterday, our police headquarters in Manhattan Township was attacked by a man with a rifle. And he has a very interesting past history with the police. According to our local TV station, He was recently charged by the Manhattan Township Police with involuntary deviant sexual intercourse of a child, indecent assault of a child, unlawful contact with a minor, and corruption of a minor, according to investigators. So he was released out on bail, and yesterday, just before 3 o'clock, decided to pay a visit to police headquarters and shot two rounds of a shotgun into the front doors of the police station. The police came out and told him to put down the gun. He didn't listen, and he was shot. And he is now deceased.
I refer to that as assuming room temperature.
Yeah.
Which is an occupational hazard if you're going to shoot at cops.
Yeah, I guess it's called suicide by cop, too.
So was this guy, he had not been convicted of a crime, so he was allowed to keep whatever guns he owned, or do we even know how he got a shotgun, or did he already own it, or what's the deal with it?
That information is not given. I would assume as a civilian, if he's being charged with something like that, that his firearms would be confiscated. And apparently, either they were not, or he got a hold of something and decided to, in my opinion, take revenge on the police.
Or commit suicide by cop.
Yes.
Telling you what, I mean, people, I don't know. I mean, it's hard for me to put myself in his place and try to consider the mindset of somebody like that. Now, the mindset of the cops I might be able to get into, but not this particular perpetrator.
That's well, he lives over in East Petersburg, which is right beside Manhattan Township, and the township provides police service by contract to East Petersburg, which is another municipality.
By contract? They don't have their own police?
No, they do not.
Ah, okay.
A couple years ago, it was done by Lancaster City Police, but I guess we gave them a better offer.
Okay. All right. Well, and so this guy went to the contracted police and took shots at him?
Yeah, he came right over to Manhattan Township headquarters and decided to pump a couple rounds of shotgun shells into the police.
Yeah, okay, well.
And that sends out an alarm for all the bees to come back to the hive.
The bees to come back to the hive, what do you mean by that?
The police that are out and in the community. Our high school has a police woman there, and she took off with lights and sirens running to go back to headquarters.
How many cops do they keep?
I'm not quite sure. We're like approximately 25 square miles. We're divided into 4 sectors. There's at least 1 patrolman per sector. Then you have a sergeant for that and a lieutenant.
How many police is it? What's the population of the area? I got about a minute, too. What's the population of the area?
I'm not quite sure. The county has 500,000 people. We're 2/3 the population of the city. So probably 50,000, I would say, as a rough estimate.
So you don't even have the national average of 1 cop per 19,000 people?
No.
That's okay. Well, I'd be taking
that. Well, we're very well behaved here, so.
Well, yeah, but I'd be taking that with the town fathers anyway. I mean, it's still it's nice that you are, but what if somebody comes into town that isn't? Then what? Like this cat. And,
well, then they get they call out municipalities for help.
And how long does that take to happen?
Depending on how far away they are.
Too long. Right.
Probably 6. Well, I'd say at least 6 months. We have state troopers, which are probably 10 minutes away.
Yeah. Craig, I'm running out of time. That is interesting. I'm going to look that up. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
All right. Be right back. This is Lock and Load.
ignite armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com. Now you know. I will meet you there.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks. Okay, why isn't that playing? Try that again.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you.
tired look. Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
One of these days I'm going to be just trash this place just because over this crazy machine of mine. Boyd's, when you talk to Dustin, and Dustin has been with him, I think, almost since the inception of the company. I may be wrong about that, but we'll see. When you talk to Dustin, the idea is that they are so, so determined to send out perfection when it comes to ergonomics. So they've done all the research they can do. They've done all of the development they can do. And now they just put out the stocks. And there will be others, I'm sure. I need to ask that question. I need to ask if they have any new models coming out. But check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. The continuation of this little ditty that I'm going to give you, this next conversation, is brought to you by Taurus USA, protecting your Second Amendment rights, taurususa.com. Back to them wanting to, repeal the Second Amendment. Several writers on both the left and the center right have called for the repeal of the Second Amendment as well, but repealing the Second Amendment only enjoys the support of 20% of the population. And the left in their anti-gun rallies and allies are following Saul Alinsky's rules for radicals and attacking gun ownership. They're launching a legal, cultural, and economic war on guns. Now, anti-gunners can only illegally attack gun ownership to a point. But that is not stopping them from doing what they can. And make no mistake, their goal is not to reduce gun violence, but to end legal gun ownership. And the goal of their legislation is make gun ownership as inconvenient as possible for me and you. Many gun control advocates will claim out loud that they do not support confiscating any guns already in circulation until you get to Democratic Congressman Eric Swalwell, and he rips that mask off with an op-ed in USA Today. He calls for the forced buyback of all assault weapons. By the way, that would translate into semi-autos, which means handguns for the most part. And if you don't comply with the buyback, he thinks you should be prosecuted. But they won't just stop at assault weapons. They don't want you to own anything. All of you hunters out there that think you'll be spared, nope. All of you single, you target shooters, nope. Hunter, whatever it is, you're not going to get spared. Muzzle loaders will go. And that's why they're proposing restrictions on everything from ammunition to even how you can buy a gun. One of their big talking points is guns should be licensed and insured like cars. They propose making liability insurance mandatory for gun owners, but what happens when the gun owners cannot legally get gun liability insurance? It doesn't even exist. New York State has shut down NRA Carry Guard, a liability insurance program for gun owners. Liability in the fact of if you shoot somebody in self-defense, that's where it goes. Gun control advocates have been targeting carry guards, underwriters with boycotts. And it's a very fledgling organization. It's only 1 year old. Next front on the anti-gun movement attack on gun ownership is ammunition. Every gun fires it, so it makes sense for gun vendors to heavily restrict it. Democrats are pushing for background checks on all ammunition purchases. The problem with them is that the cost of background checks, anywhere from $20 to $40, can make a trip to the range a costly venture. It would price working-class gun owners out of exercising a constitutional right. But they're not stopping there. They want to zone gun stores out of existence. Alameda County, California has an ordinance banning gun stores within 500 feet of areas that include a residentially zoned district. There's one catch to that ordinance. Not a single lot in the county meets that rule. They probably measured that one out. Gun rights groups have sued the county, but the U.S. Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals sided with the county, and they have appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court. If the Supreme Court sides with Alameda County, local and county governments could virtually outlaw the sale of firearms. And they're not content to just attack gun ownership legally. Following the Alinsky rule of freezing, polarizing, and personalizing the target, they're also using the culture to attack gun owners. We're portrayed as racist and violent. Young people who learn how to shoot are interrogated by police and even suspended from school. Parents who teach their kids gun safety are demonized in social media. Then there's the economic war on guns. Gun manufacturers and their investors are being targeted for boycotts. YouTube has banned a few gun videos on its platform. New York State officials are pressuring banks and insurers to sever all ties with the gun industry, and already Bank of America and Citigroup have announced new restrictions on gun dealers. Credit card companies are exploring ways to track gun purchases. And finally, several gun dealers, such as Dick's Sporting Goods and Walmart, have announced plans to raise the minimum age to buy a gun to 21. All of that, by the way, doesn't really amount to anything. There's no, I can't think of anything out there that says that you have to tell a credit card company what you're buying. I may be wrong about that. And if there's a banker out there listening, please let me know. But I can't think of anything where you have to say specifically what you're buying with a credit card. But all of these attacks add up to the goal of abolishing legal civilian gun ownership. It's a way to achieve the goal without that pesky Second Amendment getting in the way. And it's now time to fight back. It has been time to fight back for quite some time, but now it's really time to fight back. You have to celebrate things such as National Shooting Sports Month in August. Encourage non-shooters to try shooting. Eliminate some of the fear of guns in society. There has to be a price paid for businesses and others who work against gun ownership, like Dick's getting kicked out of the NSSF. The refusal of Hornady to sell ammunition to New York government agencies, that's a positive step. The power of the boycott is used by gun owners and gun rights supporters, and it is a good one. It's a good way to go. There's already a boycott list of anti-gun companies that should be followed by anyone who believes in self-defense. Time to turn the Alinsky tactics against them. That's what Trump's been doing the whole time. Time to employ those tactics. It's a good tactic to use. A very good tactic to use. But when we get back, we're going to talk about a kid in California who had a flag with a picture of a gun. That's when we get back. This is Lock and Load. Our story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification are ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
You know, I could go through all the superlatives, and it simply comes down to this. They set out with a goal in mind, which was to get around the generic stocks that they were seeing out there. They realized that there would be a market for the personalized stock, the ergonomically superior stock, and then they went out and created it. They created not just one. In some cases, I think each model of gun may have up to 12 choices of stock shapes to take, including left-handed. They even have that. So check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Officials at a Pasadena, California school dragged a student in for questioning because he was wearing a pro-gun rights flag as a cape for a pro-Second Amendment function at school. There is an audio recording of the exchange between the student and the administrators, and they published a recording along with a partial transcription of the conversation Tuesday on its website. which I'm not going to play that for you right now. According to the outlet, student Charles Lee, who is a member of the South Pasadena High School's Young Conservatives, decided to wear the flag to school, which said, "Come and take it." Which, as you know, is the declaration made by the soldiers at the Alamo when the Mexicans were saying, "Give up your weapons." The flag, which Lee wore as a cape, bore a graphic of an AR-style rifle and was worn as part of his participation in a student-led pro-Second Amendment school walkout. Campus Reform reported that the school's assistant principal and another school administrator approached Lee about the flag and reportedly told him that wearing the flag was a violation of the school's dress code for promoting violence. After the school officials brought their concerns to Lee, he responded, "Yeah, it's not an actual gun." The only word that they heard in that exchange was "gun." One of the administrators answered that with, "So it is a gun." On the recording, Lee responded, "If it is a gun, I have a right to wear it in support of the Second Amendment," and declared that the whole point of the protest is going against a semi-automatic weapons ban. One of the administrators stuck to the dress code excuse and insisted that Lee should not wear the flag on campus because our dress code says people cannot promote drug use, violence, and so forth. And Lee answered, "I'm not promoting violence. How am I promoting any violence? I don't get how this is promoting violence just by supporting the Constitution." One of the administrators continued to fight back and said, I don't really see how it's supporting the Constitution by wearing a gun on your back." Another added, "I don't remember there being semi-automatic rifles in the Constitution." They went back and forth for a while before insisting that the flag cannot be worn at school if it's going to be something that intimidates or scares people or disrupts the educational process. Lee insisted that he was not wearing the flag to disrupt classes and had planned to wear it only during the walkout protest. One administrator appeared to concede and answered, "If that's something you're going to wear during your march, that's one thing. When you're leaving campus, just be aware with that, with what comes along with that, people's reactions to seeing a semi-automatic weapon. When you wear it as a cape, you can't even see all the wording that's attached to it. You just see a big gun. These people are out here interrogating this student because of a picture." It gets better. After that, it took a turn for the weird. The really weird. After they finished their interrogation of Lee, they asked him to turn over his cell phone to examine what you may possibly have on that phone. Lee admitted, "I don't have it with me," before the recording shut off. Teacher at the school reportedly told Campus Reform that the dress code is generally ignored by students without consequences and said the administration's questioning of Lee is part of a continuing trend of harassment against conservative faculty members and students. The teacher, of course, said this under the condition of anonymity for fear of retaliation. "They would fire me in a heartbeat." Anyway. I find it outrageous. Let me explain why this is outrageous. First things first. This is not Orwellian. We don't live in an Orwellian society. So getting out there and being completely petrified by an image, by a rendition, a representation of a gun is ridiculous. It's certainly not the adult thing to do. And this is not the way teachers should be acting. Item number two, okay? Very few students pay for their phones, as far as I know. This has always been a bone of contention with me that teachers will say, "Well, if you take it out, I'm going to do this. If you do this, I'm going to take it from you," and everything else. I can see them taking it during class. Okay? I can see them trying to keep good order in the class. In fact, I encourage it, if that's what it comes down to. But by the same token, here's the thing. Those teachers don't have a right to search my car. They don't have a right to search my home. They don't have a right to go through my books. They don't have a right to go through a whole lot of things. And now this thing about phones, all of a sudden, I want to go through your phone to see what you might have on it. So in other words, you don't have any privacy. Now, I can see prohibiting students from having, you know, from having, what if he had pictures of guns on his phone? What if he had an Instagram account where he had pictures of guns on his phone? Is that, I mean, should he be suspended for that? Should he be punished for something? Do people get suspended and kicked out of school for smoking? I mean, that's one of those taboo things that everybody, it's legal. It's not very healthy, of course, but it's legal. And they do pay lots and lots of taxes. And the cigarette manufacturers and people that buy the cigarettes, they pay taxes. So should that be something you can get kicked out of school for? What if you're observed speeding? Where do we draw the line in school to where these teachers are, you know, school? And listen, I back teachers all the way. I back teachers all the way. The ones who are terrified, I really wish you'd grow up. I really do. That'd be so good for the students in your school. Getting out there and getting all excited over a flag, no less. Just makes me, it makes me angry to consider it. And, you know, we'll see where it goes. I hope a young, young Mr. Lee, I hope he is out there. Hope his parents get a hold of this. I hope they come to the class and say, what do you think you're doing? These interrogations they have of these kids without any legal counsel or anything else, that's something else. If they're going to go this route, okay, that's fine. But there needs to be a few rules established, I think, if they're going to, if they're going to play that particular little game. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361 for hot and cold therapy. sunny-bay.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. And I forgot to tell you that last segment was brought to you, the last conversation was brought to you by Crossbreed Holsters, working to protect your Second Amendment rights. Check them out at crossbreedholsters.com. This conversation is brought to you by Rock River Arms, also working to protect your Second Amendment rights. Check them out at rockriverarms.com. Being asked in the chat room, what can you do to fight? You already donate a little. Join another association, you're already an NRA member. The one thing that everybody can do out there, without being a member of any, you know, GOA, NRA, any of those, is constantly, on a regular basis, call your Congress critters. Call your senators. You got two of them, and you have one member of the U.S. House. So that's three phone calls you have to make. Do it once a month. You're not going to speak to them. You'll speak to their staff. But do it once a month. Every time you call, make sure they understand that you are a constituent. Then, once you have made sure that they are a constituent, make sure you know what you're talking about. If you're talking about a particular bill, and if they get out there and say, well, you're preaching to the choir, but I've had that done to me before, simply say, I hope so. Thank you for your time. I am opposed to this. Then, while you're out there in your community, find other people to tell to do this. You don't have to get everybody to do this. Everybody isn't going to do this. But you can get some to do this. And if some do this, then they're going to notice that. One thing about politicians is they are completely and totally malleable and very easy to influence, because they really like being politicians. They really do like it. And that's the most important thing to understand. They really do like it. So next up, you know, and this is coming from the desk of my friend David Kodria. Vox, the fine leftist website that's out there, they reported Friday that a pregnant black woman is in prison for defending herself, and mainstream gun groups are silent. She had a concealed carry permit. The gun wasn't even loaded. Now she's facing 2 years in prison. Her name is Suwatu Salama Ra. She's a 26-year-old black mother who watched in horror as an angry assailant, a neighbor with whom Ra had a dispute, crashed her vehicle into Ra's car while Ra's 2-year-old daughter was playing inside. Ra removed her unloaded, legally purchased handgun from the glove box and brandished it, scaring the neighbor off. Item number one. She broke the first rule of taking a gun to a gunfight, which is to make sure it's loaded. She also left it unattended in the glove box, which also invites trouble and tragedy. And, you know, using a gun believed to be unloaded may work as a bluff on occasion, but once the potential for deadly force response has been introduced into a situation, the wielder of that unloaded gun had better pray that the bluff isn't called. And fortunately, neither of those possibilities factored into Ra's current woes. But what she is facing is nonetheless unjust and completely unacceptable, especially in light of Michigan's Stand Your Ground law. And established gun owners' right groups ought to involve themselves in the appeals. Which brings us to why Vox is really posting this article. Vox could not resist pointing out, making matters worse, while Black Lives Matter and other left-leaning civil rights organizations have been publicizing Ra's case and others like it, mainstream pro-gun groups, including the NRA, have been dispiritingly quiet about the incident. Do you see what they're doing here? Are you getting what I'm feeding you here? Do you understand what I'm leading you to? They don't give a damn about the right to keep and bear arms, nor are they a champion for any, you know, for the fellow progressives as the most egalitarian power-sharing arrangement yet devised. Vox has long been a leading cheerleader for a state monopoly of violence, with their resident pajama boy having called on Barack Obama to unilaterally ban all Americans from purchasing guns. They're just doing this to try to embarrass NRA and to smear the association and their members as racists who don't care about the plight of non-whites. In fact, it is not conservatives who are doing everything in their power to disarm urban minorities and extend it to everyone in every town. It's progressives and their party of choice, the Democrats. Michael Bloomberg went so far as to actually propose race-based gun restrictions, something Vox will never tell their readers about because it doesn't help with the narrative that they're pushing. That said, this seems to be the kind of civil and natural rights abuse stories that the NRA should champion, especially noting that they have their own media group and have made inroads and outreaches with spokesmen like Colleen Noir. Add to that the case of Shanine Allen, resolved with the aid of untold members of Second Amendment supporters who ensured that these struggles did not go unnoticed. We and the organizations that we belong to should help. Not because anti-gun leftists who always hate them are playing gotcha, but it's really the right thing to do. It is a target-rich environment as far as opportunity is concerned, both to advance rights and to challenge minorities to consider why so many give knee-jerk support to politicians who deny their rights and punish those who claim them. We should be beating ourselves down trying to get to her. When I was in the military, the drill sergeants would say, "I need a volunteer." And then they would look at us and say, "You guys better be beating yourself to death trying to be the first one up here." And then we did. And the ones who didn't got punished in the form of push-ups. Now, I don't want you to think we got beat up or nothing. We just did push-ups, lots and lots of push-ups. Very good for the upper body, yeah. So, Why is this a thing? Why are we having this discussion? Why did this lady, this mother who is protecting her child, why did she get arrested? What? Why did they not look at the car that just got slammed into by another car and say, okay, and this is in Michigan. And where is everybody? This is the part I dislike the most about gun rights organizations, because gun rights organizations have a lot of things going on. They have a lot of moving parts. And sometimes those moving parts are not necessarily observant. And that therein lies the rub, if you will. Therein is the problem. Not knowing what's going on around you. That should be, really, truly, that should be like advocacy 101. Watching for these kinds of opportunities. This is something that falls out of the sky. And you can make all the political hay you want out of it and do something good. Do something right. Right now, we're missing that. And I'll be contacting people. I will be contacting people and see what they're going to do. I've got an NRA board member that I talk to on a regular basis. I'm going to point it out to him and see what he has to say. He'll know, because he does do grassroots stuff. So that's what we're going to aim for. Going into hour number three, we're going to be joined by Lincoln Osiris from Pipe Hitters Union. I didn't get to go to the event, so we're going to hear about the event. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado. DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.